Cliff Central.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.
Dumelang, Sani Bonani.
Hello, hello, hello. Sani Bonani, Dumelang, Tawela Realocha, Amacheroni.
Oh, wow. Okay, you can continue.
Molweni.
Other languages.
Botani, my way too.
Nda. Not Nda. Nda.
Nda. Like,
Okay. It's now or never.
It's now or never.
My guest today, Mpho Boza.
Yes.
Boza.
Yes. Power, right there.
Even her number plate.
Ah.
Boza. GP. You better recognize. I have an incredible, hardworking woman as my guest today on the Opinion Booth. And yes, my name is Sonia Booth. So she is founder of Boza, an event and entertainment, artist manager, speaker, MC, and lifestyle influencer, etc., etc., etc. Too many to mention in an hour, right?
Yeah.
So now, first things first, any relation to Phil Mpela?
Funny enough, we actually met with Phil and we spoke about, you know, like our surnames, right?
Yes.
But because we do not have a link, we don't have a link. But any Mpela, any booth, any person that you practically share a surname with, you might not know the link because Akere people, they move from one province to another. So you might find that there is actually a link. It's just that we do not know. And I mean, my parents are late, so ish, I can't ask them. But I hope, Phil, if you're listening, can you just please find the connection right there? You know,
connect the family tree. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So now tell me about the little Mpho Mpela as a young girl growing up in Lebowa Khomo Limpopo.
Mpho Mpela was a bookworm. In fact, if you had told my teachers back then, hore, I'd be in entertainment, I'd be doing publicly things, probably my teachers would be like, no, because I was a numbers girl. I suppose that explains why I actually went on to study a BCom in accounting, right? But I was one of those students that actually studied, like Nikili Bukwem. I was a bookworm of note. At times when the teachers were not at school, I'd head the class, you know, so everybody hated me because I was seen obviously as a teacher's pet. But I suppose because I was told that education is the key and I wanted to, and it could take you out of your own space, your own, you know, kokasi, it could take you out and show you things. I wanted that. I wanted exactly that. And I suppose that's why I focus on my studies and I did what I had to do. But I'm a very curious person as well. So, yeah, so I learned other things. And I remember when I was in varsity, I started doing radio. And then I got into entertainment.
Were you always this ambitious?
I think I have always been. It's just that when you come from a predominantly black school where proper career guidance is not necessarily given, you either find the information for yourself or alternatively you rot. So I was curious about the world. I've always known that if there is a TV and if there were people that I was seeing inside my TV, clearly these people are somewhere because they were not in Lebowa Khomo, you know? So I wanted to be where those people were. And I suppose I found myself there. Like checklist, done.
I mean, I don't see you as an accountant. I mean, locked in an office all day and all night. I mean, what was life like at the University of Durban-Westville, right? That's where you did your BCom.
It was Durban-Westville. I actually studied, I did my BCom accounts and I worked as a creditor's clerk. In that year, it was the most miserable time of my life. Like, I couldn't deal. Like, I just couldn't deal. I was saying earlier that because people don't, because the schools that we went through did not necessarily look at or didn't have proper career guidance. If they had, I suppose they were going to look at your capabilities, added to that, and the type of personality that you have. And I think my personality is out there. Like, I mean, when you walked in here today, you were like, she's very loud, she's so loud.
I heard your voice from the parking lot. And I'm like, geez, this woman is coming to corrupt the people here at the studios, you know?
But I love them. I love the people that I already met here.
And they welcomed you like a family member. Bona. You know?
Like, they were like, no, come here, Nev, sit down. Sit.
Because that's the kind of person you are. I mean, I don't even remember that the first time that we met. Do you have a memory of that?
Actually, role? I think I do.
What year was it? Or how many years ago was it?
Wasn't like around 2008, 2009, we were prepping for the World Cup or something?
Yes. Leading up to the CONFED
leading
Cup.
Leading to the
Confederations Cup.
I think it was.
I remember that. Okay, so that's over
I
a decade.
I think it was.
Almost a decade ago. Yeah. So now, you are known as a hustler in the industry, and I know you've dabbled. You've touched on it briefly. I mean, you had a role. Mm-hmm. You were a lead role in a... Mini series?
It was actually a movie. It was a movie.
So, I mean, you're not known as an actress. I mean, I've known you for all these years, but I didn't know that part about you. Actress, voiceover artist, radio presenter, entertainment reporter.
Let me tell you something. I believe each and every one of us is capable of doing anything that they put their minds to.
Absolutely.
And if you're a curious being like myself, you know, you wake up a different day and you're curious to do, like, oh, let me try it. Let me see if it works. And I personally feel like South Africans have got tendencies. South Africans have got tendencies of boxing people. You know what I mean? Like, say, for example, if you're an actor, we know you from TV as an actor. If one day you were to wake up and say to people, hey, guys, but I've got a single out and whatever, and it takes a better time to try and convince people otherwise of who you are and that kind of talent of yours, because we box people. But what people are not aware of is that each and every one of us, especially and I'm going to be racial about this, especially as black people, we are generally talented. We come from families, huge families, where people sing, dance, they do all sorts of things, you know what I mean? So naturally, it makes sense that we would as well, you know, like have our hands in like different things as well.
Why limit yourself?
Why limit yourself? Why limit yourself?
So, yeah. I mean, we all know the minute you mention the name Boza,
yeah,
you cannot finish a sentence without mentioning the legend that is DJ Kanyani.
Yes, Master G.
A very successful artist and DJ. I mean, anybody that appreciates house music know the legend that is Kanyani.
Yeah.
Tell me about that relationship.
Actually, what happened? I was hosting, it was even before I registered a business, but I used to just love hosting events. When I started hosting events, I suppose when I psychoanalyze myself, I always think it's probably because I was never allowed to have parties when I was growing up. My family, my mom was so strict. So now I had branched out on my own. I'm older. I've got my own kitchen. So I can make things happen, you know, and I network very well with people. So I managed to convince like a couple of, you know, like influential somebodies to say sponsor my gigs and whatnot. And Kanyani happened to be one of the people that came to play at my gig. But apparently he had heard so many things as well about me, you know. So, and then he's like, no, let's schedule a meeting. Let's talk about it. Let's talk, you know, I've got a business proposition for you. And I was like, yeah, but what proposition, you know, like type of thing. And I'm like, I hope he doesn't expect me to sing. I'll try it, but I can't confirm that I can actually sing. And we scheduled the meeting and he asked me to be his manager. And I was like, I'll go think about it, as much as I felt like it was a huge honor. But I went home and I thought about it and I was like, yeah, man. I mean, hello. At the time, I had just completed my marketing as well. So I was like, hey, how hard can it be? You know? So, yeah, that's it. And I suppose the rest was history because, I mean, all that happened around 2001, 2002, so I've been his manager for a very long time, and hence now I practically call myself, and he calls me his sister, because we've practically grown up together. We've gone through a lot, like, you know, when you go through personal losses, gains and whatever, and this person is still a part of you. So years later, we're still kicking. We've built, when I met Kanyani, he was still doing compilations at the time. And for me, it didn't make business sense, because I was like, but master, how do you have a video on a compilation? Because compilations work differently. With compilations, you literally, you're taking Sonia's song and you're putting it in your own CD type of thing. I mean, CDs were very huge at the time. So I said, no, how's about you tap into your own creativity and create your own songs, your own legacy, because what you're doing now, whilst it's good for those artists, but at the end of the day, you want to be an artist that's taken seriously. And he heard me while we argued a bit about it, as we normally do, and then he jumped onto it. And I think the first album then he released, he only created like one or two of his own personal, and then after that it just literally spiraled, and like he literally blossomed, and now all of a sudden people would say, you know, when we listen to a song, we can almost tell that this is Kanyani type of thing. Like, you know, like the die-hard Kanyani fans. Absolutely. Can actually pick his it signature. Up, or this is like your signature tune. This yes. is your signature sound.
Yes,
and it's amazing that we've gotten to being nominated, or his songs rather, being nominated. No, let me put myself in there. Because when he gets nominated, my brothers and sisters out there, as the manager, as the people that work behind the scenes, please recognize the fact that you do the work, you make the, you find the parts, you make the parts, you happen. Make the parts, yes. you make the parts happen.
Yes.
So yeah, and but I'm very happy with his success. I watch him grow, like each and every time we keep on finding things that he can improve upon, you know. And yeah,
and he remains humble.
Yeah,
I mean the caliber,
yeah,
of an artist and a DJ that he is.
Yeah.
And for many years I actually felt he was underrated.
Mm.
But I think it's that's because of his humility.
Yeah.
He is so humble. I mean, Kanyani is highly successful.
He's huge.
I'm trying to emphasize
how
the
huge
caliber
he is. Yeah.
And how massive an artist he is.
No,
but
shame
but
he
I
is.
Think that works for him.
Oh, no, definitely.
The fact that he's got his feet
definitely.
Firmly on the ground.
Oh, no, definitely. I think because he knows his humble beginnings
yes.
as well.
Yes.
You know, and he knows that... realistically speaking, it's the entertainment industry. You can be high today, and tomorrow you can be low.
It's fickle.
It's very fickle.
And also pretentious.
You know? So he knows all that. So and it's always been our strategy. I think the previous conversations that probably you and I have had, we've spoken about exactly this particular fact that, you know, don't go with the wind. Don't say, because everybody's doing this, therefore I'm also going to... You know, there's times, obviously, that he would get cross when certain... Or he'd get mad when certain things are written about him. And he would call me and he'd be like, did you see this article? They say whatever. I'm like, calm down. If you don't give it... If you don't give it a time, then it won't fly. So let's just let it loose. And that's it, you know?
I mean, the success that is Shigubu.
Bona, that song was huge. In fact, I did not know how big that song was until we were at the channel. allowed to mention names.
No, don't give them. Don't promote them.
Yeah, but it was some awards, right? And our brothers and sisters from other African, from other parts of Africa were also here in the country for the awards. And people just wanted to see the sky. And I was like, but do they even hear what is being said on the song?
Exactly.
No, but they didn't. But they just loved it so much. Yeah, it was huge.
I mean, you even had a lot of white people, including my husband, dancing to Shigubu, asking me the lyrics. And I'm like, I'm half Tswana, half Zulu, not Shangaan, not Venda, so don't ask me.
Hey, but Sonia, your husband is black.
I know.
Let's be real.
I know.
Right.
And Be There.
Yeah.
Be There is my favorite song.
Oh, if Be you, There with Mlu.
If you want me to go and party it up,
yes,
and you play Be There,
yeah,
I'll be I'll be dancing the night away.
Have you listened to Different Love?
Different Love.
You need to listen to Different Love.
Okay.
Yeah, you need to listen to Different Love. I think if you love Be There, you'll definitely love Different Love.
Different Love.
Yeah,
okay.
It's on the new album, Kanyani House Groups 10.
Oh, the new album.
Yeah.
I know the Emma Zulwini is on the.
It's also on the same album.
That's already successful.
Yo, that is huge as well. People are loving it.
I'm gonna be buying it because I don't expect freebies from anybody. I buy.
Hallelujah.
I support other people because we need to make a living. So forget about freebies. I'm gonna be buying it.
Hallelujah.
So now, tell me about your earliest memories. I mean, I know you interacted and you also gave Black Coffee a platform when nobody knew who Black Coffee became the international star.
You know what? We sometimes chat, ne? And I'll remind him. In fact, sometimes he reminds me and he's like, yo, dude, do you remember my very first autograph that when you said to me, because I remember he had released, I can't remember, I think it was the very first album, I can't remember its name. And I said to him, you know, you need to autograph, right? You need to learn to autograph because you're going to become so big. And he was like, because I don't autograph. Autograph, what do you mean? I'm like, sign, even if it means put a cross, like just put a cross, you know. But I met Black Coffee at an event. It was my event. He came to ask for a platform to play. And I swear, almost all the time when I had gigs, he literally would just rock up. And I'd be like, but Nati, I don't have a slot for you. And Nati would be like, but you know, these DJs, one of them is go be late. And if they're late, then it means I'm go play, you know. And he built himself from there. And, you know, I remember the one time he played at my birthday party. It was at a club. That's when I used to love having club birthdays. He said to me, and people were like congratulating him on his success and whatever. And he kept on pointing at me. And you know, when my head was like very big, like it just became very, very big. Né? And I was like, yes. But he remains a humble guy as well, you know. I love people like that. I love people that are down to earth. I love people that, one, also know how to work entertainment, work the media, and work popularity around you and your name, and learn how to protect it.
And understand branding as well.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying.
We're gonna get to branding because I know it's also
it's
one
also
of your,
one of my
one,
fortes,
one of your areas
yeah.
of
it
fortes
is,
and
yeah.
expertise.
Yeah.
I mean, you deal with different characters, personalities under one stable.
Yeah.
Your stable.
Yeah.
How do you juggle the exposure and brand positioning of each artist? Because they all have different needs, right?
You know, that's exactly why to date I don't have like, I mean, I've been in the industry, in the artist management business for probably more than 15 years now. By now, clearly I should be having like maybe about 20, 30 artists, but I want to give special attention, like specific attention to each and every individual, because also individuals are not the same.
True.
You know what I mean? So you can't brand them the same. And considering what they also can offer, you need to brand them accordingly. So how do I do it? I think I'm also quite a realist in terms of personally, I don't believe that any PR is good PR. I'm very big on, you know, you can do 1,000 good things and do one horrible thing or bad thing, and then people will shun your brand.
Mm.
And even if they were, because I mean, when you put yourself out there, you are literally saying to the people, you know, like ideally you'd like to knock on sponsors' doors and stuff like that, so that they can take you seriously. So you can't, we can't be managing your brand and rescuing your brand all the time. So you also need to decide, are you trying to be popular, and or are you trying to sell whatever it is that you are selling? So for me, I've always, my emphasis always is be true to what your purpose is. And if your purpose is I'm trying to sell my work, then let it be. If people end up knowing you in the process, great. But when I left Limpopo, I can tell you one thing. I never watched TV and said, I want to be famous. I want to be known by people. No, but instead I said to myself, I wanted to do what I loved doing. And yeah, I suppose being there, being a helper, being an assistant, because you become an assistant. I mean, sometimes you have to deal with issues where your artist says, no, but I don't want to sleep here, Moss. And Moss is already there. Yeah. And so that time you're like, so there's a bed. And
so the client has booked him into a dodgy hotel.
Yeah. It used to happen, eh?
And then
do you do? But now, look, you have to make sure that he goes out. He's your client. He's your golden egg. I mean, we make business. As much as I help to make them, they also help to make me.
Absolutely.
The reason why my reputation still stands today, it's because, you know, there is no drama around them, you know, which makes me look good.
Yes.
When they get an award, I remember I was having a conversation with one gentleman at some event that I went to, and I said to him, you know, people forget that sometimes there is, in fact, all the time, it's not always the people that you see or that you hear speaking on the mics, your presenters and whatnot. There are a lot of people that are working behind the scenes that
yes.
are actually doing amazing things. I watch on social media, people will say, for example, they would say, and I'm just going to make an example with you, Sonia. They would say, yo, Sonia, nice music, a nice choice there and whatever. And like, do people actually understand this? That there's a music compiler, you know? Do people understand that there's a producer, you know? So there's a huge value chain that goes into making the people that we hear or see all the time, you know. So, yeah, but that's entertainment, and that's how sometimes people just are just not like, I suppose people just know what they know, which is the voice that they hear on their radio, and that's it, you know. But the point that I wanted to make was that, you know, when he wins, I win, or when any of my artists, when they win, trust you me, that is my personal win, and I'm happy with that. You
absolutely
know? Yeah.
Now, speaking of responsibilities, I mean we hear stories all the time of artists making millions in their prime, only to end up penniless. Do you, as a manager, encourage your artists to make sound financial investments?
Oh, definitely. I mean, that's very important. I mean, it's important for me. It's important for you. In fact, it's important for each and every one of us. You know, and I always make examples with your Michael Jacksons of this world, your Whitney Houstons of this world, your Brenda Fassie of this world, that look at how huge they were. But then, you know, I don't want to say, let me put it this way, the irresponsible, you know, ways that they actually did not look after their tomorrow. It then comes to show. And all of a sudden, when, let's say, they don't move with the trends, they don't move with the times, and then the listener or the buyer, consumer, is left behind, then it becomes a problem. You know what I mean? Because obviously, imagine yourself as a promoter. I've been very fortunate that I've won that kind of hat. I've always said to people, you know, you don't make, as an artist, you don't make the music. You don't only make music for yourself alone, but you make for your people. So if your people are moving and they are changing, they're liking a different sound, whatever. I'm not saying forget your signature and whatnot, but it helps that you also move, because otherwise you remain stagnant. And I normally make an example with, you know, those people that would like, that would wear your Omegas, you know, those leather ones, ne? With the Brentwood. I'm like, I'm sure it was proper at some time, 19 Serafina somewhere. I think it was probably okay.
And the Crockett and Jones.
And the Crockett and Jones, my sister. Yo, preach. I mean, that's our people. And, hey.
Reinvention, right?
Bona. But if you were to remain there and say, but I love it, it's comfortable, I am not moving with the times, I am staying here, then you've got a problem. Mm. Then when people look at you, they would think you might be 20 years old or 25 years old or 30 years old even. But people would look at you and actually think, you know, like this old man, you know, because they would judge you according to how you are dressed as well.
Can you see how
it's important that you reinvent yourself?
Absolutely.
Yes, that sounds familiar, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah? I know.
Reinvent yourself and stay relevant. Amen.
So now, the other day, I'm not sure if it was the other day or a couple of days ago, but yeah, it doesn't matter.
All right.
You tweeted, oh, dear, wow, artist.
Yeah.
Do not be hasty to sign a management agreement. Ooh. Today I read one where the management company wanted 60% of, yeah, all bookings.
Yeah.
I am shook. If you need help, shout. I would gladly go through it,
yeah,
for you.
Yeah.
60%.
But you know what happens? Let me tell you what happens. So you are a talented young boy or girl, and all you want to do is you want to sing, you want to do music, and this person comes to you and is like, yeah, no, now I can manage you, right? And they write figures and things, and they write you 10 pages of contracts, and I don't even understand why we need a contract that is like 10 pages.
To confuse the person.
But obviously it's like to confuse you, you know. And when are you thinking, this person obviously, because they are saying, you know, let me manage you, clearly they've got my best interest at heart. But realistically speaking, not everybody has got your best interest at heart, you know. So it's, hence I always say to people, go study, you know. You know, when earlier on we said education is quite important, but familiarize yourself. We're not saying be a fundi, a huge fundi on law.
We're not
law,
saying have a PhD.
Have a PhD or whatever. We're not saying that. But what we are saying to people is that understand the terms, understand what it means. And if you are confused, like Hala, I mean, if you're going to be on social media to talk TV alone, then why are we there? Because we've got amazing people on social media, you know, that you can just holler and say, you know what, I just want you to have a look at this, or this is what I come across before I sign my life away. Can you just read it and tell me if it does make sense, and if it doesn't, you know, so that I can make a right decision. But then artists, because, yeah, like I said earlier, the person finds themselves in a tight fix where they feel they just need, you know, to break in. They just, you know, for the first time somebody wanted to hear them. They jump at the opportunity and they sign these documents, and then they find out years later that actually you've just signed your life away. I always make an example with the case, Lauryn Hill. Lauryn Hill also went through all that, and only to find that when she had a fallout with this record label, it became a problem for her, because now all those songs that we knew Lauryn Hill for, she could not come and perform anymore, which was bad, because I remember I went to her show, because at some point I used to be highly influenced by her. I went to her show when she came to South Africa, and she did not even perform those songs. And I was like, but hold up. As a promoter, clearly, or as an organizer, clearly you should say, okay, the reason why I'm getting this person is because of these particular songs. And maybe find out upfront, do your research, do your homework, and find out upfront, you know, can they still perform those songs? Because sometimes they are now barred into performing those songs. They can no longer perform them live. And yeah, so that's just a case in point that it does happen, and it shows you the power of what contracts are. And business people are just business people. They look out for themselves. If you were also a business, you'd also use whatever
avenue to
make the money. And if when you are one packet chips lalile, then hi, good night, ke.
I mean, locally, we have Fifi Cooper as an example.
Yo.
That was a sad situation.
That I was literally heartbroken, but I could understand. You know what I mean? And the thing is, obviously, when you post certain things like that on social media, like Twitter, will eat you alive.
They will. They'll eat you for lunch, breakfast, and dinner.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
So now, it's obvious that the entertainment industry is male-dominated.
Yep.
Do you constantly need to prove yourself?
I'm over the fact that I need to prove myself. I think after the number of years that I've been in the industry, I don't want to prove myself. If you do not know me, I'm not responsible for your own ignorance. You know, if you do not know what I'm capable of, I'm not responsible for your ignorance. I know that I am hella good with what I do. And I stand firm with what I bring to the table. So if you don't recognize Aski Simara, you know, like bye bye now. Yes.
Because you know your contribution in the industry. It's immense.
I know as well, definitely.
Your love and passion for Limpopo.
Ah, that's my cuz.
Yeah, I mean, your love and passion for Limpopo is evident, right? I mean, you are patriotic. Okay, wa reshu.
Yes.
You are patriotic, right? So much so that you initiated the rebranding of the entire province.
Talk
to me about Rise Limpopo.
Rise Limpopo, I just thought that Limpopo was underrated, and obviously I'm highly on social media, and I see what people, you know, like the myths and things that people randomly say about a province, and it could be KZN, it could be whatever province, but I was highly, highly touched when, for example, people would say, people who come from Limpopo, baloya, you know, like,
or there's you all wear karelas.
Or we work mudimuaka. Jesus. Jesus, please save them.
Can you make marula beer, by the way? Or is that just a misconception?
So, as I was saying, I was responding to the other question. As I was saying, right? So, my thing was, people look down on Limpopo because, unfortunately, the infrastructure in Limpopo is not as good as Joburg's, you know. And because of that, a lot of talented people leave Limpopo to come to Johannesburg. And we know them as Boza, we know them as, Bokanyani, we know them as Bomotodi, we know them, there's a long list, Bomatima type of thing. There's amazing people that come from Limpopo, but because there was nothing happening in Limpopo, everybody comes to Joburg to look for greener pastures. And those people literally left their own homes and came to Johannesburg, and now all of a sudden, people then turn around and say, no, but there's no talent. And I'm like, but what the hell are you talking about?
Which is actually disrespectful.
It is disrespectful, you know, because the majority of the people that are on, in fact, not just in entertainment, some are doctors, some are in different industries. They hail from Limpopo, you know. It's just that also because of that whole stigma about Limpopo, majority of the people will also be ashamed to say that they are from Limpopo. You know what I mean? Because every one of us wants to be seen as hip and happening and. So now people have categorized people in a, you know, like Ledomo type of thing. So why would anybody want to raise their hand? And I was like, no, you know what? excuse me, but I'm going to break. But I was like, hey, but I'm killing it and I'm from Limpopo. Right? So, and that's when I said, no, let's someone also rebranded Limpopo. And I remember there was a couple of TV shows that came with me in that we started exposing Limpopo. I came up with the term ya Limpopian, actually, because at the time I felt like we also need to not just be patriotic to Limpopo, but also for other people to recognize that there's amazing things happening in Limpopo as well. So, and there's different cultures. And I'm going to be frank and honest. I feel like Limpopo could actually do better, you know. But the politics of the politics, yabo.
I know. So
they are not putting the money where they're supposed to put the money. And it's sad. It's sad. And you watch the province like KZN and what they do in Durban, like forever reinventing Durban, you know. Almost everyone, even if you don't want to do anything, you just want to go walk on the beach, and that's good enough for the people. But Limpopo is highly beautiful.
You speak about the potential that Limpopo as a province has. I mean, yeah. I a place like Tzaneen, which I still want to explore.
Hanetsbek. Have you been to Hanetsbek?
Mahobaskloof as well. Yes. It's a beautiful right area to explore. I mean, the only thing that I've really done proper is the golf courses in Limpopo. Obviously. That's when I got a glimpse of how beautiful a province it is. I mean, in my mind, I think it is the number one province. Yeah. In terms of beauty, scenery, I'm not buying your face.
Thank you very much.
Mpumalanga, there's beautiful areas in Mpumalanga, but Limpopo, there's a lot of potential there. Someone is fast asleep.
No, they are sleeping on it.
Pushing it.
They are definitely sleeping on it. But I remember when I started the project at the time, that was the whole idea to say, you know, I remember I met up with the Department of Tourism, you know, but then obviously I didn't, and I'm going to be, well, I'm sure I'm going to be quoted after this. Well, I don't, well, the truth is the truth, you know. And I suppose I didn't belong to a certain organization, so now all of a sudden, whatever it is that I suggested or that I wanted to do with the province, they could not come to the party, and you end up saying, what can I do? But having said that, I do my other contributions in the province. There's times where when I'm at a Joburg function and somebody meets up with me, it's like, Aibo, when did you come from Limpopo? I'm like, hi, I practically live in Joburg. You know, Limpopo is home. That's where I'm rooted. That's my home. But I'm a Joburg, I've become a Joburg person.
You know what I love the most about you?
Yeah.
Is your selflessness.
Thank you.
I mean, as a community builder, and I know that's why most people know you, because they look up to you as a role model, as an inspirational human being.
Thank you.
In Limpopo, because not only do you represent it so well, not only are you so proud to tell the whole world that you're from there, that you were born there, and that your blood belongs there, in as much as you are based in Johannesburg. But I mean, you've got so many philanthropic initiatives that you're involved in. I mean, you have the school uniform drive child-headed homes back in Limpopo. I mean, charity begins at home.
Exactly.
And you're practicing that.
Exactly. And do you know what? We need to lead by example.
Absolutely.
You know? And if I, as a person who comes from Limpopo, cannot do for Limpopo, then who will?
Exactly. I'm not going to go from Soweto and go and start in Limwakomo.
Exactly.
When I've got Pimville to focus on.
Exactly.
So, I mean, and then you also have the Matric Dance dress initiatives.
Yeah.
And that's an annual initiative as
well. Exactly. So for all the dresses that I'd wear to events and stuff like that, because the entertainment industry has got so much drama, you can't sometimes be seen in the same dress 100 times. Okay, I mean, I push it sometimes, because I dress it up, I dress it down, or whatever. I mean, hello, look at me with my tutu skirt. But so what I do is I it's important that I give them the opportunity to also have, and even my other friends that are in similar drives, I would contribute to theirs as well, you know. And I know that they help other people that are not necessarily in Limpopo. But hey, if you can help one person, in fact, for all you know, that person could have been from Limpopo. I don't know. Mm. You know what I mean? Because this is Joburg. I mean, hello, how many people do you have here that are not necessarily from Johannesburg?
And I mean, you also help to raise funds for cancer, SA, HIV, AIDS hospices as well.
You know what? I think looking or watching people suffer and go through the most touches me. Like, I almost feel all the time that I wish I could do something. And I swear, at this moment, I wish I was Saul Kessner's child. Like, where I can just say, come, my children, thou shalt not starve anymore. Mami Boza is here. Mami Boza has got you covered, you know. Because sometimes it does not necessarily mean that it should be the end of the world, but it ends up becoming the end of the world because nobody actually comes through for that particular child, you know. So, yeah, but issues like, and it's not just like your HIV AIDS and your cancer awarenesses, diabetes as well. Mm. I mean, the more we're eating more refined foods and stuff like that, and we are forever on the go. Our food is not as organic as it used to be. So obviously these illnesses, I mean, I still believe that the greater source is in the foods that we
eat. I agree.
You know?
Highly processed.
Highly processed foods. So now that, obviously, because majority of the people, I mean, if you are to go to a certain shop to try and buy the organic foods,
it's expensive.
It's hella expensive. And I'm like, but hold up. So here is a mother who's got maybe 5-6 children. How do we expect this mother to feed their child, you know, when stuff is so expensive? And yet we turn around and say, but people need to eat healthy, you know. So, but I suppose also, someone could say, no, but people can plant for themselves. And I'm like, but
where's the land?
But where is the land, Baba? You know? There'll be that.
We need land to plant organic food.
Expropriation of land to plant. Yeah.
So now tell me about the girls who support Other Girls SA movement.
Yo, I was in a conversation late last year with some of the industry giants, and obviously some of them, I think we're two girls and two guys or three guys, whatever. And the topic for discussion was sexism in the entertainment industry. And you know, what kept on coming up over and over again was the fact that, you know, girls on their own don't support one another. Because the guys were saying, yeah, but we hear you, but half the time we're not minding what you girls are going through. We are minding our own businesses. We are trying to remain afloat, you know. And for that, I was like, knowing Joburg and Joburg's hustle, of course it makes sense, you know. But then I was like, you know what, let's do this. Let us start a community where we can, I don't know, support one another, where we can do for one another. Or the other thing that I meant to mention just now was the fact that the one other thing that came out was the fact that I remember one guy actually said, I think it was Slicker, he actually said, you know, guys, you girls, I could literally be walking with you and we see a gorgeous girl. And when we see this gorgeous girl, I say to you, yo, babes, look at that girl. Look how hot she is. You as a woman, potentially you are going to see something wrong with that girl. You are the one who's going to say, yeah, but Mara, the skirt and the shoes, Mara, they don't actually like, yes, whatever. Or, oh no, but Muriru Hageman, can't she just like do something, what? You know what I mean? So we are the, yeah, we
That's
are.
That's profound.
I think for us as women, we are hard on each other, you know? And I suppose we're dealing with so much, but I mean, hello, like, it doesn't hurt for us to come together and support one another, you know, especially because only we understand what the other woman goes through, the problems that they face, you know, and not just biologically, thank you, Jesus, thank you, God, or thank you, the maker, But yeah, so that's why I then thought, you know what, let me try and start this particular group. It's on Facebook if you want to join it. It's called Girls for Girls SA. And the idea is just, let's come together. If there's something that you're selling, something that you want support on, or if you just want to be motivated, you wake up and you feel like other people don't understand why you're going through PMS and men just don't understand, you know, the intensity of it. I mean, the fact that this sanitary drives, which I used to have one as well,
yes,
where government never used to come to the party, and you'd think, how? But why are we selling condoms, Moss? Or why are condoms giving available for free?
Exactly.
And Senator Rita was like it was a sin to actually go through your menses.
As if we asked for it.
As if you asked for it. And by the way, we hate those things as well. Okay.
So now you're also involved with, I mean, you're one of the founders for DJ Network.
DJ Network,
which,
yes,
only
female DJ Network.
Female,
yeah.
DJ Network.
Yeah.
And then it's lit.
Yeah.
Entertainment.
No, there's a lot of DJs that we thought, in fact I was co-opted into it. When I was approached, I was told that there's a lot of girls that obviously, like, as well, like, that are DJs and musicians and whatnot that look up to you, that you could mentor as well. So that platform is just for mentoring purposes. You know, and what we also try and do is that we try and find them gigs. You know, sometimes, the reality is that because I've also worn a hat of a promoter or of an organizer, I do understand how things go. So at times, we're not necessarily going to book a woman because we're trying to advance a struggle. You know what I mean? But people book artists because they are trying to make money out of these artists. So yeah, but it is an amazing initiative, and it's working perfectly for girls, especially girls that are coming up that don't know what I can do, or, you know, what next, or must I really go through this? Hashtag me too. Must I go through all these dramas? And at least we are able to be their guides as well. Yeah.
So now I'm going to read out a few names.
Oh, yeah.
And I want you to give me the first word that comes to mind. I know.
Can someone
you
help
know
me,
my
please?
Show.
Can
you know
someone
my show.
Help me, please?
I know
someone.
You listened to my show, and I know you knew that this was coming. No ifs, no buts. One word.
One word.
Okay. Are you ready?
Any word.
First word that comes to mind.
Okay, let me
Are
pray.
You ready?
Let me just pray a bit.
Prayer is not going to help you. Kastasimi.
Amazing rap for Limpopo as well, and the country.
Collins Shabani.
Collins, oh my word.
One word.
Yo, rock.
Charlotte McClick.
Yo, Mbogodo, right there.
Queen Mujaji.
Oh! Yo, gifted.
Bokang Munjani.
Powerhouse.
Shoma Jozi.
Bona, rap. Rise Limpopo, right?
One
there.
Word.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, guys. One word for Shoma Jozi. I think super powerful.
Aaron Motsoaledi.
Aaron Motsoaledi. Ish. Okay. Health. Can I just say health?
Mampela Rampela.
Jehovah's.
You know that's a word.
Yo,
right?
I know, right? And yeah. I think great mind. I'm not sure about strategy, but great mind.
English is not my mother tongue, but great mind is two words. Anyway, moving on. Floyd Shivambo.
Floyd. Oh, I look up to Floyd.
One word.
Powerful.
VBS Bank.
Yo, I chonne.
Sorry.
Tonne, bye bye. Tonne. Sorry, BS. I'm not sure. You ask me.
What's that word in English?
Oh, like, you're somewhere there, man.
I didn't want to have to say that.
KPMG is in trouble now because of. No, I can't.
I love these beautiful words. I'm not sure where I got this from, but you would recognize them as your own words. When I live and experience the components of my vision statement, I feel inner peace and joy that knows no boundaries.
Amen.
Love sister. That. Those were your words.
Amen.
That's why I love you.
I love you more.
Boza Mpo.
Mpela. Yes.
Thank you so much for spending the hour with me. Can you believe
it? Is it an hour?
Can you believe
no,
it?
No, we was robbed. We was robbed.
We want more.
We was robbed. Yes, and we want more.
I hope Gareth is listening. Gareth, I need an extra hour.
Yo, yeah. Please.
We must
please.
Sign, you must start a petition.
Can I just start a petition? Because I'm a starter of things.
So, absolutely.
Yeah, let's start a petition.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll remind you tomorrow.
Amen.
What issue? Mama, happy birthday for tomorrow. You know how much you are loved.
Oh, Mama, happy birthday.
So now, your song playlist is profound. I mean, we started with Sankomota.
Yes,
the song
Now or
title,
Never.
Now or Never.
Yeah.
It has a clear message.
Yeah.
Follow your star.
Yeah.
It's now or never.
Yeah.
Aspire to inspire.
To inspire.
Before you,
expire. Yeah. Cliff Central. The revolution. I've got something important to tell you. CliffCentral.com.